parents will tell you it starts when your child's a preschooler.
They start asking what we often refer to as the why questions. Why is the sky blue? Why are some things in color and some things aren't? Can you be happy and sad at the same time?
Jana Morlone is a philosopher and educator. And she says what sometimes happens when those questions get asked is parents get flustered not knowing quite how to answer them, which is one of the reasons why she's helping create places for philosophical inquiry in Seattle schools. Morlone directs the Center for Philosophy for Children at the UW. And every week, she leads second graders in discussions about ethics or morality or epistemology. That's the study of what is knowledge.
It's not that we come in and we say, okay, it's time to learn about free will or whatever. We read stories with the children that we think are philosophically suggestive.
Picture books like The Velveteen Rabbit, which explores what it means to be real, or Horton Hears a Who, which raises questions about belief versus knowledge and doubt.
Is everybody ready?
On this day, Morlone reads the book Emily's Art to 25 youngsters sitting cross-legged on the floor.
The judge will choose which she thinks is the best. I think chocolate is the best, Stephen said. Vanilla's better, said Jake. Chocolate. Vanilla.
The story talks about creating art and the way a judge decides to award or not award a prize, which prompts questions.
Why did Kelly win the contest?
Which turns into a discussion of aesthetics and creativity.
Who saturates it the most wins.
Who saturates it the most? You mean with the most color?
Mm-hmm.
Teacher Claire DiGiulio says she's noticed shy kids as well as English language learners asking questions. Her students are developing reasoning as well as conversation skills.
And there's no one telling them that there's a right answer or a wrong answer or a score to measure.
With the help of a grant, Morlone this year established a philosopher in residence at the school so there would be an even deeper philosophical presence. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.